Hey, anyone listening in?
This is Emily from the Hudson Area Library. I'm testing the remote broadcast on my phone. Make sure it works. So here are some poems from different areas of the room. This is Maybe Tomatoes by Connie J. Green. If the vines mature, if the caterpillars don't get them, if we water, sucker, feed, if we pick and preserve, maybe tomatoes, thin sliced on sandwiches, chunked into salads, peeled and whole, juiced and sauced, stewed, pickled, stuffed. I say yes tomatoes, not maybe tomatoes. All right. Poem number two. It says Maggie and Millie and Molly and May by E.E. Cummings. Maggie and Millie and Molly and May went down to the beach to play one day, and Maggie discovered a shell that sang so sweetly she couldn't remember her troubles, and Millie befriended a stranded star whose rays five languid fingers were, and Molly was chased by a horrible thing which raced sideways while blowing bubbles, and May came home with a smooth round stone as small as a world and as large as a loan. For whatever we lose, like a you or a me, it's always ourselves we find in the sea.
All right. Poem number three. This is Crying by Galway Kinnell. Crying only a little bit is no use. You must cry until your pillow is soaked. Then you can get up and laugh. Then you can jump in the shower and splash, splash, splash. Then you can throw open your window and ha 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 ha. And if people say, hey, what's going on up there? Ha ha, sing back. Happiness was hiding in the last tear. I wept it. Ha ha. And poem number four is I'm Nobody, Who Are You by Emily Dickinson. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too? Then there's a pair of us, don't tell. They banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody, how public like a frog, to tell your name the livelong day to an admiring bog. All right. Hope that sounded okay.
Have a great day, everybody.